This is episode number 2276 of the Who Cares News for Friday, August 19th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Well, 4 months after the slap heard around the world, Will Smith may be feeling the pain more than Chris Rock.
Well, yeah.
Which I do believe
I
that.
I believe because it's true.
It hit Chris once. It hits Will every day.
Every day. Every damn day that he gets
a fresh slap every day.
A fresh slap.
Bel-Air. According to the latest Q scores, Will's popularity has suffered greatly.
Q scores, of course.
The Oscars. Yeah.
Yeah. Those are the scores that the industry uses to measure a celebrity's personality.
Yes.
Or popularity, I mean.
Now, before the Oscars, he consistently ranked among the country's top 5 or 10
I
most
would say
positively
so.
Ranked
Wouldn't
actors.
You? I mean, because he was popular.
He was.
And it went away like that.
Now, oh yeah.
Like
to say he's
that.
Fallen
You're more
out
like
of,
that.
He's definitely not in the top 10 is an understatement.
No.
Okay. To say that, yeah. The latest numbers show him more than doubling his negative score.
Wow.
And his positive score dropping by as much as 50%.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
Wow.
Now, Jada has suffered too.
Well, okay.
Aw,
poor Jada.
Poor Jada. She wasn't popular to begin with.
We shouldn't laugh. But we're laughing because she wasn't.
I'm just stating a fact.
Okay. We both laughed. We apologize.
Her better score is also 50% of her not so good score that it was.
This is the bad part. This is the sad part is that I don't know how much it's going to cost to fix this. I mean, I don't think
it's
that you
a
know,
lot of time.
I don't think that Kerry Washington can fix this.
Pope can't fix this.
Can't fix it. I read somewhere Variety or somebody said this may be his career.
Yeah.
They don't know that he can recover from this.
No, I don't.
Which is sad.
It is. I actually don't think he's done enough since that.
Well, you know,
he waited a long time.
Every 4 or 5 months, he's
apology.
Putting out a video, and you know, kind of.
Well, he put out one video.
Well, at least he sounded a little more sincere than Deshaun Watson did yesterday. But I take that.
Holy,
yeah.
Moly,
well, that's another
right?
thing. That's
right,
another thing.
Right?
Let's not go there.
All right, so now in contrast, Chris Rock, you think his Q scores might go up? Nah, no effect.
I don't think, yeah, because he's not as, well, he wasn't as forefront as Will Smith. I don't think his scores were ever that great. He was just a comedian and, you know, well-known comedian and all, but, you know, polarizing. Comedians can be polarizing.
Want to know who has the highest Q scores?
No, who? Who? Well, I do. I didn't mean to say no.
Now, one, you would think it would be America's dad, Tom Hanks. But it's not.
Oh, it's not? Wow.
He's number two.
He's number two? Who's number one?
Morgan Freeman.
Oh, well,
yeah.
Of course. That makes all the sense in the world.
Which I'm happy with Morgan Freeman. I'm happy with Tom Hanks.
Besides, he's your namesake.
I'm actually tied with the top six.
Are you really?
Yeah. We got Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Then we have a tie for fourth.
Yeah.
For Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, you mother meep.
And Keanu Reeves.
Oh, wow. You know, Keanu's a nice guy. So Keanu
is Mr. Hollywood nice.
Yeah,
I mean, he's the
really
nicest
nice.
Guy. He is. And we have a tie for sixth.
Ooh, who's that?
Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, wow.
And The Rock.
Oh, hey.
So there you go.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing.
Good luck, Will Smith.
Good luck, Will Smith. And Jada.
I think.
And Jada.
Oh, yeah, and Jada. Yeah. Well, Taylor Swift really, really wanted to be in Twilight New Moon.
Oh, I believe that. What was that, like a decade ago?
It's been a hot minute.
Yeah, yeah.
Director Chris Weitz recently stopped by the Twilight Effect podcast.
Oh, they still have podcasts.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's oh, good yeah. because I was going to start a Stranger Things podcast. And I thought, well, you know, people are going to be bored with it after a while. Thought, well, no.
No.
You're still
no,
on the Twilight won't. Thing 10 years
yeah.
later. Okay.
So he dropped a major behind the scenes secret that Taylor wanted to be in it.
Oh.
And she was denied.
She was denied? Now,
well, yeah, we know that because she was not in it.
She was not in it. So she was in the movie. What movie was it? Was it Valentine's Day? It was the Gary Marshall movie, right?
Yeah.
She and her boyfriend at the time, what's his name?
I don't remember.
He was in Twilight. Taylor
Lautner. Oh, Taylor Lautner. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who is actually going to... Taylor Lautner is actually engaged to someone named Taylor.
Taylor. Too many Taylors. And you know what? Nobody's going to name their kids Taylor anymore. It's done. That name's
done. You think
done.
So?
Yeah. It's almost as done as Karen.
Anyway, so Chris and Taylor had the same agent who asked if he could get in as an extra.
Okay. Yeah.
He ultimately decided that it would be too distracting for her to be there, no matter how big or small the part is. He said the moment that Taylor Swift walks onto the screen for like 5 minutes, no one's going to be able to process anything.
Especially then when she was super big.
Right.
I mean, she's super big now, but I mean, she was really the it thing in country music at that time.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. And girls everywhere just falling at their feet for her.
Of course.
Yeah.
And
wow.
At that time, her and Taylor Lautner were starting to date.
Oh,
which
okay.
would be even more of a distraction
well,
at that time.
Yeah, it'd be a distraction for Taylor. Now, did you see that Twilight movie? What is it?
New Moon? I actually, because Kristen Stewart.
Your favorite. Because Kristen Stewart said it. I boycotted the movie.
I read all the Twilight books.
Okay. Yeah.
And because I'm a pretty vivid reader.
Yeah. No need to go to the...
My Edward and Bella did not...
look like Rob Pattinson and Kristen Stewart.
The characters in my head did not even...
Yeah.
No, remotely, no.
Okay.
Didn't even match.
Okay.
It just... It was.
I mean, I could see...
A little bit different than the book.
I could see Taylor Swift wanting to do that. But I remember her being in... Was it Valentine's Day?
I think so.
It was the ensemble movie. It was done. It was Gary Marshall movie. I don't remember how they tied in everybody else. Yeah, because everybody's somewhat connected through somebody else.
Of course,
that's
the thing.
The same thing with the Hugh Grant Notting Hill movie. Everybody's somewhat connected in these ensemble movies.
Well, what was the other one? It was New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve. Yeah, with Lea Michele. She would have been a movie star. I guess she is. Anyway,
did she need that?
No, she didn't. She doesn't need much of anything for fame, notoriety. Maybe she could get together with Halle Berry. They could swap stories, and then she would be even more famous.
You don't even try.
She would be even more famous. Our apologies to Halle Berry. More Who Cares news on Monday. Have a great weekend. And
that's all the news you care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.